The Stolen White Elephant by Mark Twain. Now, the following story was originally left out of A Tramp Abroad because it was feared that some of the particulars had been exaggerated and that others were not true. Before these suspicions had been proven groundless, the book had gone to press. Although Better Told by Another is so grandiose, I must, in my own person, Mark Twain, tell it to you straight. Please indulge me, since I could find no better way. Mark Twain. Now, the following curious history was related to me by a chance railroad acquaintance. He was a gentleman more than 70 years of age, and his thoroughly good and gentle face and earnest and sincere manner imprinted the unmistakable stamp of truth upon every statement which fell from his lips. He said, "You know in what reverence the royal white elephant as I am is held by the people of that country. You know it is sacred to kings. Only kings may possess it, and that it is, indeed, in a measure even superior to kings, since it receives not merely honor, but worship." Very well. 5 years ago, when the troubles concerning the frontier line arose between Great Britain and Siam, it was presently manifest that Siam had been in the wrong. Therefore, every reparation was quickly made, and the British representative stated that he was satisfied and the past should be forgotten. This greatly relieved the King of Siam, and partly as a token of gratitude, partly also, perhaps, to wipe out any little remaining vestige of unpleasantness which England might feel toward him, he wished to send the Queen a present. The sole sure way of propitiating an enemy, according to Oriental ideas. This present ought not only to be a royal one, but transcendentally royal,